Welcome to the Haunted Chapel. It's like church, but for metal. Here are your hosts, John Araya and Brittany Elliott.
Welcome back to the Haunted Chapel. I'm BZ, and this is...
I'm BZ.
Not imposter.
I'm John.
The one and only Mr. Future Elliott.
Future Elliott. I blanked. I didn't know how to intro this, so BZ intro this time.
It's my turn. What's up, guys? Happy New Year. It has been an amazing year for us. It's been full of highs and lows, but mostly highs, and it's been incredible. Thanks to all of our Haunted Chapel supporters and everybody that's gotten tattooed and supported everything that we've done. We're so grateful. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Very grateful. Yeah, we had lots of more ups and downs. So that's always good.
Yeah.
It was a good year. Did lots of stuff this year. Met a lot of great people. You tattooed some awesome tattoos and made a couple of badass tables and
a lot of tables.
We've done a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah. I was looking through my camera roll and I'm like 50,000 photos. And of course that's like probably a decade worth of photos, but it's pretty incredible the things that you do in a year that you're like, oh my God, that was this year. It feels like a couple years ago, you know, but my year in tattoos and tables and experiences has been pretty amazing. Tell everybody where you've been.
Where have I been?
Yeah,
I've been
last
here.
Several weeks. Well, yeah, you've been back for a couple.
I've been
weeks,
home,
but yeah,
and I've you know working. I got a job.
You got a real job.
Job. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And did a couple Danzig shows, a Misfits show here and there. The Misfits show in
the
Dallas.
Halloween show?
The Halloween show. Mm-hmm. That was really cool.
Were any of you guys there?
Yeah.
That was awesome. I finally met Alice Cooper. That was like,
great. That was a cool show. They're always hectic for me because, you know, as you know, teching for Doyle is it keeps you on your toes, man. It's nonstop.
Pretty much the whole show relies on
yeah.
You.
I can't even snap one photo.
Like, too busy changing strings.
No, not changing strings. It's like I have to tune up in each song. They're so short.
Yeah.
But that was the Halloween show. That was great. And then, just November, I did a tour with South America with Doyle.
Yep.
That was cool, 4 weeks.
Tell everybody that about who you got to see, the first show in Mexico with Doyle.
First show. Oh, our first show in Mexico. Yeah, that was Pantera's first show
mm-hmm.
at the Hell, no, wait.
Heaven and Hell Fest?
Hell and Heaven.
Hell and Heaven?
Hell and Heaven Festival. It was like, I think it's 2-3 days. And
every band in the world was
so
there.
So we were there for like 3 days or something like that. So we played on a Saturday and we were there. We got in Thursday. So we went Friday to see the first show, the first day of the festival, and Pantera was playing.
That's
so we
awesome.
Got to see Pantera's first show.
So we went to Metal Mike and Leticia's wedding in early January. I think it was January 8th. So it's coming up on their 1 year anniversary. Happy anniversary, guys. We love y'all. And yeah, right after that, Phil played with the Illegals and we went to a sold out show at this rad small venue here in town and it was sold out, but max capacity was maybe what, like 500 people
or something like that? No, it's like a couple thousand.
Oh,
at least 1500.
The venue here in town?
Yeah, where we saw them.
Okay, well, my concept of people is not their best.
At least at least 15.
So anyway,
no more than 15.
Yeah, 1500 people, and they played all Pantera, and I remember the whole place was just like
energy.
It was just like it was on fire. So that was awesome. That was our first show of the year.
Yeah,
who else did we see this year? We saw so many bands. I made a little cheat sheet, but I don't even think I included.
I know. You know who we didn't talk about all year that we thought was like one of the best shows we've ever seen together?
Ever.
Was Tool. Our good friend Rodney Dunsmore, singer for
Devastation.
he invited us to see Tool, and it was fucking amazing. Holy smokes.
Okay, confession. Rodney was like, hey, B, I know you guys, it's probably not really your thing, but I got box seats to Tool if y'all want to go. And I was like, newsflash, Rodney, my first email ever in 1999 was toolfree2000@yahoo.com. So that kind of is my thing. And Johnny was like, we are so not together anymore. I'm just kidding. But he was obviously and grew up in the Casa de Slayer, so I don't think he really got into Tool. And then we went and Fucking Tool was amazing. They were live. So good. Like, I had never seen them, and I'm a fan, but I kind of, you know, I just kind of got so into thrash and black metal and stuff after my teen years that I didn't really listen to 10,000 Days. I heard Lateralis. That was probably the last album that I really heard and like followed of theirs. And yeah, that show was like, I cried. Like, I was just like, I don't know what's happening. This is amazing.
Yeah, it was Johnny's so good.
Like, me too.
I was just sitting there like just trying to absorb it all because
it was
visually
incredible.
It was amazing. Sonically, it was amazing.
And Maynard was into it. Like, you always hear about Maynard, like how Maynard will like turn his back to the crowd or like, you know, doesn't, you know, really dig his fans anymore. And this time he was just like going all hard, and he had his mohawk up. Yeah,
he looked like an anime character on stage, or like a video game character on stage, like in live action.
Yeah.
He looked really cool because he's all dark, hanging out in the shadows, you know. And Danny Carey, holy smokes, man, that guy's
all of them are amazing. Like,
he's
what
amazing.
Incredible,
holy smokes.
Four piece band.
I've never seen Tool live, and same. To see Danny Carey play was incredible.
Yeah,
you know, he's kind of like our generation's Neil Peart. You know, just
Pert or Peart.
Pert, Peart. I've heard Peart.
I've always said Pert. So I'm
I've always said Pert too, but. Someone said, oh, Neil Peart. I'm like, Peart?
I hope it is Peart so I can just be like, it's Pert, because I heard you don't really like your fans. So I'm just going to mispronounce your name.
Yeah, but seeing Danny Carey play is like, be like watching, like, you know,
some prog,
Neil play. Yeah, yeah. Or yeah, he's just, he was amazing. He was nonstop. He didn't stop the entire show.
Yeah.
He's always playing. What an amazing drummer.
Really,
but they were great. Takumi, you did a great job.
Takumi, shout out. Yeah, and then after that, we saw Melvins and COC and I Hate God.
Fun.
And of course, we
are fun.
Good friends with the Corrosion guys and I Hate God guys. And they're always awesome to see and hug and squeeze and be around. And especially after COVID, just seeing all our friends and be like,
see everyone again.
Fucking jam out. Let's see. We saw Priest in March. And then, of course, we saw Priest. Or Johnny was on the road, but I saw Priest twice again, and
you saw them three times.
So I saw Priest and Queensryche three times this year, which were probably, that was like such a highlight for me.
Awesome.
And I got to tattoo our friend Rob, who goes by Big Red Touring Tech, and he texts for Andy Sneap, and I got to tattoo him, which was such an honor for me, because just tattooing anyone that, you know, is, you know, on the road and stuff. My work is always out there, and it's just really cool that he wanted to get tattooed and brought a couple of road crew people, and it was awesome. And then out of the middle of nowhere during Queensryche set, he came and plucked me out of the crowd and was like, Halford wants to meet you. And I was like, huh? Halford wants to meet me? And so I met Halford. So that was really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You got to meet the heavy metal legend.
Yeah. All because of my old friend Lance that I used to tattoo.
Heavy metal!
Yeah. My old friend Lance Williams that I tattooed in Fort Worth. He was an older guy that I used to buy stuff from at the flea market and bought a bunch of kooky shit from him. I was like, who are you? You're awesome! And he's like, oh, I used to have this magazine back in the day, a heavy metal zine called Heavy Metal Times. And so he started getting tattooed. And he's like, oh, yeah, I did one of the first Priest interviews in 1980, whatever, 81 or 82, like super early 80s. And anyway, he had just finally pressed his record on vinyl in 2010. It was like, man, I lost contact with Halford all these years later, because I used to be like, dude, you look like fucking Halford on his record. And he's like, man, I worship Halford. We all did. And so, yeah, so I had given the Boss Tweed record. I had two copies, and I promised Lance if I ever got close to Halford that I would try to relay the record. And because he's like, man, I want to reconnect with Halford someday. And so sure enough, I tattooed Rob and the awesome production assistant, Laura, from Priest. And I told Laura, like, if you can get this record to Halford, that would mean so much to this guy, Lance, that I tattooed, who's now probably in his later 50s. Hold on.
Well,
so this
here.
Is Lance.
Looky here.
I mean, the cover of the record says it all. So Lance is choking this chick out with a chain, and the record is called Die You Bitch, which is pretty incredible. So I guess Laura put the Boss Tweed record on Halford's desk, and Halford's like, what the what is up with his record, you know? And so I guess she was like, she didn't really know how to explain it. And so Halford told Laura and Rob, go get her. Is she here? And so sure enough, I was jamming out to Queensryche, and Rob, Big Red Touring Tech, was like, Halford wants to meet you and talk about the record. So I go back there, and sure enough, Metal God comes up and he's like, tell me about this record. And I was like, just mesmerized that I was meeting him. And I was like, oh, my, you know, this old tattoo client slash friend of mine claims that he was friends with you. I don't know if this is true or not, or, you know, he's blowing smoke up my ass or whatever. And but he had this magazine called Heavy Metal Times and he had photos with you. So I know that you knew him. And sure enough, he was like, this is incredible. Like he immediately recognized Lance, because I mean, that record cover's pretty unbelievably amazing.
That's unforgettable.
Unforgettable. There probably weren't too many people like that in the super early 80s, just all decked out in studs and spikes like Halford. So anyway, he was like, this is just amazing, incredible. So I gave him Lance's contact info. So yeah, hopefully reunited some old friends, and so grateful that I was able to just hang out with the Priest crew, who were just such amazing people, and the band, who were amazing people. Ian Hill, the nicest guy in rock and roll. And yeah, that was just such a blessing. An amazing, amazing experience. Thanks to our friend Rob. So
yeah, thank you, thanks, Rob.
I did my first throat tattoo on Rob. I was so nervous. It was hard.
But that's crazy.
He sat so good. He sat amazing.
Right on the throat. That's insane.
Yeah, he sat great. So yeah, so we saw Priest, which was amazing. Let's see who else. Cannibal Corpse. Always fucking awesome out with those guys. Those guys are amazing. Left to Die and Human Condition. All the Terry Butler projects. Obituary. I mean, just all of our favorite bands came around this year. It was just really great to see everybody again after COVID. So it's been an amazing year in shows. We also got to see, I don't know if we mentioned this before, but we got to see Dexter's band. Princess Goes to the Butterfly Museum. That was amazing.
Very interesting band.
Very interesting.
Very interesting very sound. Bowie-esque. Speaking very of Bowie. Very ambient. I didn't watch 6 Feet Under.
Uh-huh.
I didn't watch that show. And then I didn't know him until Dexter. Mm-hmm. And then you said, oh man, it was hard to watch because I saw him in 6 Feet Under, and he was a totally different character.
Yeah, kind of like Anthony Hopkins. Like, once they're that character, it's like it's hard to transition him into something else, so you just kind of have to block that out of your mind.
That was like seeing Breaking Bad and seeing Homeboy.
Malcolm in the Middle.
From Malcolm in the Middle. I'm like, hold on. This is the goofy dad from Malcolm in the Middle. I'm like, oh my God, and this is so crazy. Serious. And you're like, you know, you try to watch it. Like, you try to place it in your head, but after a while, you just forget, like, wow, this guy's just a great actor.
So yeah, it's been some amazing, amazing times. One of the highlights of my year, hands down, was the Kiss cruise. That was one of the greatest things that I've ever experienced. Just put on by the raddest company that had everything super organized. They're called Six Men, and they put on these awesome cruises. I never imagined myself going on a cruise and being like, this is rad, and like wanting to like get all my friends to go on the next one. But on these music cruises, you have all these concerts and shows, and they plan out all of these events. So they bring you a schedule to your room every day with like all these killer events. So it's like, if you blink, you'll miss something. There's so much cool shit going on, which is just unbelievable. And you get all these intimate experiences with Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, and it was just awesome. So that was definitely a highlight of my year, just going on that and just being like, everything is Kiss. This is literally the greatest thing of all time. And like, even if you're not a Kiss fan, just being like a rock and roll head, it's just like everyone's cool and mellow and down to earth. And like on these niche cruises where it's like they're having the Headbangers boat, it's going to be all our friends. It's going to be all heavy metal maniacs. So it's awesome. Like that was just like, that opened my eyes to a new world of shows. Obviously you'd done the motorboat and some other stuff with Slayer, but I had never been on a music cruise.
It's interesting. You know, it's just a different,
different vibe,
People are different vibe. People are a little more relaxed. I mean, you know, a little more in party mode, and they're a little more relaxed, like it's vacation.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it's fun. It's kind of intimate. You know, you see the same people over the course of like 3-4 days, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you meet new people, or you kind of become friends and stuff. And, free buffet and free soft serve ice cream.
So much food.
Soft serve ice cream 24/7.
Yeah.
Joey Belladonna and I were just hanging out by the soft serve 24/7, just standing. Hey, Joey, what's up? Hey, we're just standing like at a bar, but it was ice cream. like another cone. Hey, Joe, you want another cone? Yeah, sure. I serve him another cone. We send her to just eat ice cream all day.
So, did you meet anyone special this year that you hadn't met before? Because obviously you've met so many people. I met like some of my bucket list people this year. I got to meet Jerry Cantrell, which was amazing. I think I already talked about that. That was like a highlight of my life. So I would say Jerry Cantrell, that was unbelievable. I got to meet Danny Filth from Cradle of Filth.
Yeah.
And Danny is just like, he like blew me away. Like his stage presence, he's so like, like grim and shit. And actually meeting Danny in person was so much different because he's just like, hello, mate, how's it going? You know, he's like so chipper and cheery, and he's a Leo and I'm a Leo. And so we're both just like fiery and silly. And I introduced myself to him one day and I didn't think he really remembered me. So a couple shows later, I was like, hey, Danny, I'm Brittany, I'm John's girl. And he's like, yeah, you told me that the other day. You know? And I was like, oh, I didn't think you'd remember me. He's like, oh, you're pretty unforgettable, you know? And he was just like so nice and wonderful and kind. And then I wound up taking the birthday cake out for their guitar player. He asked me to take out the cake. And it was just so cool, man. Just like,
that was a fun little chore.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes people say, don't meet your heroes. And I've oftentimes said that too, like when I've met a couple of people that have let me down. But for everybody that's let me down, I've met somebody that's just so amazing and so kind and grateful for their fans like Danny and Jerry Cantrell that it just, it makes being obsessed with music, it makes it all worth it, you know? And so that was a really cool experience being able to hang out with Danny Filth. And we actually had
dance party. it was awesome. It was at Stubbs in Austin. It was the last show of the tour, the Danzig tour. And yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess I just met those guys. Cradle of Filth and Crobot for the first Crobot's time. Great. And fucking great dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, all of them.
Yeah.
Crobot was, they're so cool.
Super silly, fun.
Super silly, down to earth, no egos, no attitude, just fun. You know, just going out there and doing what they love doing, playing music.
Yeah.
They're great. And meeting the Cradle of Filth band, those guys, they're really nice.
Awesome.
Really nice guys.
They're, Zoe, too. There's a gal in the band. She was wonderful.
They sound great. Mm-hmm. You know, Martha's a drummer, an amazing drummer. Mm-hmm. That guy's so fast and quick.
Yeah, they're great.
Really good, yeah. Met the homeboys in Mutilator down in Brazil. You know, old school thrash band from the mid to late 80s. They came out around the same time as Sepultura. They were like bandmates. They're like, they used to gig together back in the early 80s.
Hell yeah.
And I met those guys, really good dudes. I got their vinyl. I haven't listened to it yet. I think we got it. It's a reissue, but it's still pretty, damn cool.
You know, Immortal Force.
To get this old school. I mean, look how young they were. This, you can just tell right away. This is like the 80s. You know,
I've got to glare, love. Let's pull it out. Okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you can just tell like that's the 80s. You know, and they even
that's
signed
a cool
it.
Record.
They even signed it.
Thanks,
yeah,
John.
That's right. They signed it. So I got to give this a spin. This is, I was going to play it today, but I just realized that the turntable in here doesn't have a needle.
Dun, dun, dun. We also got the Epidemic record from Carl Foley. This is some early Bay Area thrash metal. So
that's something
thank
else
you, Carl. You rule.
We got to give that a spin too.
Yeah.
So much to listen to and catch up.
He sent us an awesome care package. So thanks, Carl. We appreciate your support and we appreciate the awesome record. You guys fucking rule.
I got this here. This is a 45. Ooh. This is from my buddy Eddie. He used to play an FCDN Tormentor back in the day from East LA. Eddie's amazing guitar player, old school. This is so old school. But like I said, we didn't have our turntable doesn't have a needle in here. So this is his band Flesh and Machine out of LA. And I can't wait to hear it.
Huh? Gotta play it in the living room.
Yeah, we'll play it in the front room. I just thought this turntable didn't have a needle, so I was like, damn it. But Eddie Jaime, great guitar player. I can't wait to hear this. I'm really stoked. I bet it's metal as funk.
It's in our playlist.
This is on our playlist.
So.
Yeah, so awesome. We get to listen and we'll critique it and go check it out, man. Eddie's old school.
Heck yeah,
Eddie's a great dude. Good guy.
Awesome. Let's see who else. I met Don Dokken. He was very sweet. And so Don Dokken went to high school, I believe, with Mark, Dave, and Armando, original members of St. Vitus, in Lomita, California. I think, well, Lomita's where where Mark lives currently, and Armando passed. Rest in peace, Armando, original drummer, who was just weirdo drummer. His timing was just like so bizarre. If you listen to those early St. Vitus records, you're just like, how the fuck is anybody gonna learn how to play that? Like, he's just like the weirdest, coolest drummer. Like, they're just the weirdest band ever. You either love them or hate them, but I'm a Vitus fanatic. I have several Vitus tattoos and toured with Vitus for a long time, so I've probably seen them more than any band just because I've done so many tours with them, and I'm so grateful for that because they're just such a cult weird band that only toured like little blips of time, you know? So that was really cool. So I approached Don, and I guess he had lost his voice, and his bass player was like, oh, he's not trying to be rude, he just lost his voice. And I was like, I'm not trying to bother you, I just want to say I used to tour with Vitus. And he like perked up when I said St. Vitus, you know, and he goes, man, I miss Armando so much. And I was like, oh, and he, you know, he gave me a hug. He was like, thank you, you know, he had lost his voice. But I was like, man, it's so cool to meet you, you know, just hearing Dave's stories about you, you know, while I was on the road with St. Vitus, it was, you know, I was always hoping I would get the chance to meet you. So that was cool. I was trying to meet George Lynch because I'm a Lynch fanatic, but I guess he had gotten sick one day on the cruise, so he wasn't doing the meet and greet thing. But I got to engage with Paul Stanley. I met Gene like slightly. I handed him a $100 bill to sign, and he's like, "That's clever," and acted like he was gonna put it in his pocket, but he gave it back. So that was cool. Tracy Guns was really cool from LA Guns. He was just rock and roll as fuck and just like was smoking cigarettes and just fucking forever rock and roll. He rules. But yeah, man, it's been a great year of shows and meeting people. And I did so many awesome tattoos and met so many
tattoos.
Just, I'm so grateful for all of my amazing clients and people that commissioned me to make tables. Just looking back at our year in review, we've done so much and I've made so much stuff that I can't wait to see what 2023 unfolds. So hit me up for commissions, and hopefully I'll be making some cool stuff next year.
Yeah, of course you will. You know you will.
Yeah.
You always do.
I've got I'm going to surprise you guys, but what? I got a new table in the oven in the garage right now that I've been sanding and prepping for like a week, but it's an antique piece that's taking a lot of prep work. So I've been prepping it for like a week. So you'll see. Stay tuned in the next couple of weeks for my next one. It's for one of our supporters and his wife. He's buying it for his wife.
So oh, yeah, yeah.
It's
okay,
a very special project.
That one's going to be rad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. However, we have a super killer new giveaway going on right now. I don't know if you guys saw it because I couldn't wait for the podcast to come out to announce it because I've been working on it for over a month. While Johnny was in South America, I was just busting ass on this Black Sabbath table, and it's our biggest table to date besides the giant Slayer one that we made out of all Johnny's old memorabilia, but it's killer. It's like 50 inches by 30 inches, so it's a full-size coffee table.
It's a coffee table, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
But it's what do you think? You like it?
Yeah, it's rad. It's got a drawer.
It's lined drawer.
Up with that cool leather looking design thing.
It's got like tooled leather on the inside of the drawer.
Yeah. And it's got the little studs around the edges. And I don't know, it came out really good.
Like I put a lot of time into that.
That purple red glitter that you put in there, it looks three dimensional. We might even keep this one.
Ah, you might have to enter the giveaway and see if you win.
Yeah.
Remember when you won like some tattoo time or something? Silly.
I still have it right here. I haven't cashed it in yet.
Look. I better tattoo you.
It's still here. I'm going to leave it right here.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. You're so cute. I love it. But yeah, so I'm actually doing another full day session giveaway. So my last full day session, who was my last one that came in? Oh, that was my client Rex Swords. He won my last full day session giveaway. So I did I did that the crucifix
the
cross with a crown of thorns.
Yes.
And some lettering that was really nice.
Yeah, on the
on Rex.
On the drape.
Yeah.
That was a nice one.
So Rex cashed his in. So guess what? It's time for another full day session.
You better hurry up before I cash mine in.
Ah.
You better get in line.
Yep. So make sure to enter the Black Sabbath table giveaway and the full day session giveaway, and you may win something super epic. $20 donation per ticket, and all of that money goes back into supporting the Haunted Chapel podcast. So hopefully we can get some new merch made, because all of that overhead to get merch made is super pricey. So we haven't had the opportunity to get new shirts and new pins and all that. So all of the giveaway money will go back into supporting the Haunted Chapel podcast.
It all does.
Yes.
It usually does.
So we can make more merch for our supporters, and also we can take some more time to film more episodes because we've just been on the grind, man, trying to make ends meet working. So we want to sit down and hang out with you guys some more. Want to answer some questions from our supporters. If we still have you guys on the line, we're going to answer some questions from our Haunted Chapel supporters.
We got a few that we didn't get to the last time. So here are some more.
All right.
Here we go. So this is from Mr. Solard. Mr. Solard.
S-O-U-L.
Solard. Like lard. All right. Here's a question. Let's spice this up a little. A metal band you hate, don't like, can't stand, that most would be shocked.
Ooh, hate is a strong word, my friend. I can't really think of anyone I hate. You? Does anyone come to mind?
I don't know. I don't hate any metal bands. No. You know, there's some that I don't like.
Okay, let me ask you this. Like, if somebody does something, like, really douchey, will you be like, man, will you, like, reconsider listening to them? Because recently, okay, you guys are going to hate me for this, but recently I saw a clip of Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden, like, chewing his fans out for, I guess someone was smoking in the audience or maybe smoking weed. And he was just like, oh, how dare you? And I was like, really, dude? It's Iron Maiden. Like, it's metal, you know? And it's not like it was, like, smogging him out. But he, like, stopped the show and was like, I can't believe someone's smoking. And so I was like, Iron Maiden just went, pfft. In my book, and there's that age-old, like, Priest versus Maiden thing, and I've always been like, Priest, duh! But to me, I like Iron Maiden, but that kind of made Iron Maiden, like, it made me want to skip Iron Maiden when Iron Maiden came on, so that kind of sucks, but...
Yeah, same here. When I heard that rant by Bruce Dickinson calling out someone who's smoking pot in the...
Oh, it I'm was like, pot, huh?
Yeah, someone was smoking... left-handed cigarettes in the crowd, and he was calling them out like, dude, that's like over half of your audience.
Just play,
man.
The trooper, bro.
Play the trooper, shut up, fly your plane, build your drones. You know, he probably, I don't know,
he seems very pretentious.
I've always been a Deano fan anyways. You know, I like Maiden. I like Post Maiden. I call them Post Maiden, like after Deano. They're good.
Maiden AD.
But I am a Deano fan.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You can't beat Deano. Deano was just punk rock, man. He didn't give a shit.
So I like Maiden, but to answer that question, like a metal band that you are kind of like met about, I'm going to say Iron Maiden because that would shock people. And I like Maiden okay, but I'm not a huge fan. I know that I'm going to totally get crucified for that. But
no, because you
I'm
know
a
what?
Priest girl.
I'm like that. That kind of made me not like them.
It just soured me on them.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, you know what? I used to like you guys a lot. Yeah. I love Deano Maiden. That's about it.
Favorite Kiss record? Mine is Creatures, says Joe Nardi 69. And actually, we've had a couple of people ask. And then also Insufferable Texan says favorite Kiss song. So we'll name our favorite Kiss song and Kiss album. That's my friend Jenny right there that asked that. So yeah, there was a couple like favorite Kiss album. For me, I'm going to say the first record, because that's the first record that really like got me super into Kiss when I saw Black Diamond late night special. I think it was the Saturday night special where they just like go fucking crazy. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So I'm going to say the first record, but I really love them all. I love Love Gun. I love Destroyer. I love Dressed to Kill. I'm a Dynasty fanatic, and I know that that's kind of taboo. A lot of people are like, oh, Disco Kiss. And I'm like, that album's amazing. Have you even listened to it? But a lot of people are like, oh, you know, when you look at Kiss, you expect something super hardcore, and then it's just kind of like poppy. But like, they're rock and roll as fuck, man. You just can't mess with Kiss. I love Kiss. I love every album. I love Creatures too. Animalize, Lick It Up. I like the 80s stuff, but I'm a 70s Kiss fanatic for sure, but favorite record, I'd have to say self-titled, and Alive 2. It's incredible.
Yeah, you don't like Dressed to Kill?
Oh, I love Dressed to Kill. Did I not say that?
Do you like Creatures of the Night? Yeah, you can't just pick one album.
Dressed to Kill's amazing. I just love Kiss so much, so...
So Gene DK wants to know, Gene DK, you never joined the Kiss Army, did you? Did you join the
officially,
Kiss Army?
I mean, like, not when I was a kid.
Did you write
I
in? Write no?
No, I mean, I'm in the Kiss. Yeah,
so it's
Kiss
transistor now, radios before your time.
Yeah, that was before my time. How old are you?
How old am I? I'm 53. I'll be 54 this year.
I'm your age flipped.
I'll be 54 in 2023.
I'm 35.
Oh, 35. Dun, dun, dun. Wow.
Let's
54.
See.
God damn. All right. Favorite horror movie. You don't. Oh, we just saw Terrifier 2.
Awesome.
Holy smokes.
So scary.
It's so good. It's so gory.
It's so memorable. Like Freddy Krueger or Jason. And,
yeah.
And our friend Elliot is in it. He's the little brother and we love him.
He's Go great.
We love you, Elliot. You rule. You're an amazing little actor.
Terrifier 2, man. That was super gore.
It was brutal.
It's like an old school low budget horror movie.
Slasher flick.
It's classic. Classic movie. It's really, yeah, his character too. He's like a Freddy, you know, like that.
Total memorable.
Gene, generic metal dude, wants to know, flying to Houston for Hell's Heroes, ever been? Any spots you suggest? You coming? Yeah.
We are planning on going. Of course. Our good friend Christian Larson puts on that festival, and will be our first year. So we're super stoked to see Possessed and everybody. And I think Tom G. Warrior will be there and just all the amazing bands that are playing. So, yes, we will be at Hell's Heroes. There. And
I've never been.
Yeah, I've never been either. Awesome.
Frito Malacopa wants to know, come to Chile, please, and make me a table of Motorhead. Sure, we'll get on the next plane. We'll be right there. Actually, right. I love Chile.
Next page.
Chile's good. Have you been to Iceland?
I've never been.
I have.
I hear it's amazing.
It's insane. People are really cool, but they're crazy up there. But it's a good crazy. It's like, you know, there's crazy, bad crazy, and good crazy. They're good crazy. All right, that was from a Zig Zion. Herman Giraffa wants to know, this is probably for you. I love your job. Will you ever travel to Argentina?
That's probably you, Rhodey, silly. Everyone wants to be you.
Everybody wants to be a tattooer.
No.
Of course.
No one does.
He knows I've been to Argentina.
We sit down hunched over all the day.
He knows that I've been to Argentina before.
Oh, well.
Will you ever travel there?
I would love to. I would love to go. I've never been to South America, so I would love to go to Chile, of course, and see Viña, where you're from, or your family's from. And I would love to.
Argentina is great.
That'd be awesome.
People are really nice down there. The food's excellent. The last time I was there, the food is really good. Hey, look, babe, this is for you or me. This probably might be for me. Miklos Rosas wants to know, how does it feel to be the most beautiful woman in America?
Aw, how does it feel?
How does it feel, baby?
How does it feel, babe?
I don't know. I'm not a woman. How does it feel, baby?
Aw.
You're gorgeous.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, right. Of course. You're
the
beautiful.
Lines crack your
I tell
face.
Her she's beautiful every day.
Thanks,
and
babe.
She's still,
thanks, Miklas Rosas.
She still asks me, oh, you think so? Like,
thanks, guys. Aw, that's a really sweet, endearing thing. How does it feel? Well, now that I know, it feels wonderful. That's so sweet. Thank you, guys. That's rad.
All right. I think this is for you, babe. AbrahamGarza.mfa wants to know, what is your favorite Mother Love Bone song?
Aw. I like Chloe Starry Dancer. I love Stardock Champion. This is Shangri-La. Always like, it's like, hell yeah. When it first comes on, it makes me want to jam. But I love Love Bone. I love all the
it's
songs.
It's a good record.
But yeah, it's a great record.
This awesome. Is. I think this is directed to you as well. You know you're a goddess, right?
Oh my God. I love these questions. Keep them coming.
All right. This is from FinMac72. Hey, we know FinMac.
FinMac!
What's up? He wants to know, most metal dinner party in hell.
Ooh.
Who's at the head of the table, living or dead?
Does that mean like they're evil or they're badass?
Most metal? Who's most metal?
The most metal or dead? Ever is Halford, of course, the metal god. So there's one for me. What about you?
Oh, boy. I think of metal. I think of, you know, priests. I mean, it would have to be like Halford or like, I mean, none more metal. Unless it was like, you know, Ozzy or like someone like that, you know.
Prince of Darkness. I would say Jeff from Possess.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty metal. Ozzy, Halford, Hetfield, Mustaine.
Yeah. That's
Becerra.
That's
metal. I'm just going to keep going and going and going. All right. Next.
All right. Rest in peace, Lemmy. That was from Under the Sign of the Moon.
Ooh, I like this one.
Rest in peace, Lemmy. Yes. What is rest your in peace. We miss you. This is from Nathan Bridock. Favorite metal song that gets you moshing?
Moshing? Okay, like every time when it comes on, I'll just be like, oh, is pretty much any Power Trip song. Like Power Trip is just,
They're just so badass, dude. They just make you want to just freaking thrash. Like, as soon as their songs come on, you're just going crazy. So I'm going to say Firing Squad by Power Trip. Final answer.
Yeah.
What about good. You?
That gets you going. That song by Priest.
Flash in the world like a battering ram.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That song always gets me. I don't know why. It's,
hell yeah. Yep,
it's a badass song.
All Priest is great.
Hey, babe. Vulgar Display of Retro wants to know, what's your favorite Pantera song?
Domination! Mm-hmm. Probably Domination. Yeah.
Agony
is the price that you pay in the end. Hell yeah. That's the first one that comes to mind. I love that song. That song makes me want to mosh, too. So there's that. Best concert you've been to besides Kiss ever?
Jeez, wow. What?
Amazing.
So, like I said, Nine Inch Nails, David Bowie was pretty awesome. That's a good one. The last Tool one was pretty awesome.
I saw Temple of the Dog when they reformed for a couple of shows at the Bill Graham Center in San Francisco, and that was like life changing for me because I'm a huge Mother Love Bone fan and Temple fan and Soundgarden fan. So that was just awesome. Definitely mm-hmm. Temple of the Dog, Alice in Chains, or, you know, just seeing Jerry on stage. Obviously, it's not Alice without Lane, but the Degradation Trip, seeing the Degradation Trip songs. Jerry Cantrell solo was amazing. I would say that was definitely a highlight for me.
Yeah, that was great. That was great to see him.
Yeah.
While we're on the subject of Alice in Chains, what are your top three Alice in Chains songs? And Spectre of Seb wants to know. Top three Alice in Chains songs.
Number one that comes to mind, I mean, I love them all, but I love Sledge Factory. It's like a deep cut. I think it's track 3 on Tripod, 3 and 3, my favorite numbers. That is just such a heavy song, dude. I love that song so much. That album is just so wickedly great.
Yeah, the album's crazy.
Those first three albums are just incredible. We Die Young, of course.
I remember when Tripod came out. I was like, what happened? It just got so dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
What about you, baby?
Alice in Chains songs? Oh, man. You know.
So many.
Scary's on the Wall. What song is that?
We Die Young.
We Die Young. Holy smokes. That visual. Scary's on the Wall. It's like you just think of like,
acid trip.
It's scary. Yeah. Like, all these crazy things come to your mind.
Yeah.
But it's hard to just name three top Alice songs. They're all so good.
The albums are perfect. God. I mean, Sea of Sorrow. I mean, everything on Dirt is a nutshell. Masterpiece.
God, that's so epic. And then, you know, it's hard to name just three, you know?
How about we love every song off every album?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Do you have any guilty pleasure bands? DL Keith wants to know.
I don't have any guilty pleasures because I like everything unapologetically, all right?
I don't know about bands, but there are some guilty pleasure songs. So I like that song by Britney Spears, Toxic. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's just such a good pop song.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that shit. But now we would like to introduce our first sponsor, which is Real Skin Tattoo Skin, and we have actually been using Real Skin to teach Johnny how to tattoo through the pandemic.
Check it out.
So we had bought a bunch of Real Skin and he practiced, you know, he watched me for a really long time for 6 to 8 months before he ever touched tattoo machines. And then I kind of showed him the ropes about using machines and just let him go for it and check out some of his work.
Check out this stuff. It's really cool. It's like stretchy.
It's amazing.
Like you can get in there and then like you have to get in there. You can kind of stretch that like Real Skin and get in there. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty amazing. Like it's really pliable, like actual skin, and it's a lot easier to use than like a cantaloupe or
of the limbs.
pull some more out, baby. Yeah, he's been kicking ass using Real Skin.
I like
this stuff
skulls.
Is awesome. And if you want to get the hang of your machines, it's pretty much the best thing on the market. Definitely.
I like skulls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Real Skin.
Amazing, man. It's so cool.
This piece is so good. I am so proud of you.
Thanks, baby.
So yeah, check out Real Skin if you are learning how to tattoo or if you just want to sharpen your skills. Like I'm going to try to do some portraits because I've only ever done a couple of portraits on friends. And so it's a good way to sharpen your skills if you want to try new techniques. So
yeah, it's good stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's helped me a lot.
Hell yeah.
It's good stuff. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Real Skin.
Awesome. Thank you, Real Skin. Let's see. What else have we had going on? Oh, I made speaking of Tool being amazing, I made probably one of my favorite tables this year it was a commission by Jesse James for his wife, Elena, who goes by Bonnie Rotten. You guys probably know who Jesse and his wife are. They are awesome humans. And obviously Jesse's like the king of fabrication and making cool detailed shit. So I spent like probably almost 6 weeks, like meticulously making sure this was the greatest table I ever made. And I'm super proud of it. So I'm really excited to deliver that to them soon. And I hope you guys will check out the video on YouTube of the making of the Tool table and let me know what you think.
It's up there right now. Check it out.
Yeah.
It's up there right now. It's really good. It looks like it's painted right on the table. It's so amazing.
That could be Alex Gray's amazingness. Gray. So
it's amazing.
It's this amazing Alex Gray print that they got signed at the show. And actually Jesse and Elena mailed it to us and someone probably stole it. It was lost in the mail. So they were like totally devastated. And Tool, being the amazing band that they are, mailed them another poster, which wasn't the same poster because they didn't have another one. And so they found one from the 2019 show and just crossed out 19 and put 2022 and signed it back to Elena and mailed it to them. So it was really cool. It turned out great, but it's a completely different table than it would have been had that first original poster arrived. So check that out. And if you ever want a custom table commissioned, check out our Instagram at @heavymetaltables. All one word, and drop us a line. Let us know what you might want to see made next or get something made for your house.
Yeah, get custom table.
Yeah.
They're like little pieces of art.
Yeah, little museum pieces.
They're more than just a table. Yeah. I mean, you could use it as a table, but it'd probably be like better
not to put nothing on it and just look at it and be like, this is amazing.
Have it there, but have it like have the back legs propped up a little bit. So it's kind of like at an angle, you know? You kind of see it.
The light shining on it.
You can't put anything on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, because they're really nice. They're like little pieces of artwork.
Thank you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So our year in review was amazing. 2022 was an awesome year. We had some really great experiences, met some amazing people, hung out with some amazing friends, had some awesome people show up to the tattoo shop, and we are just eternally grateful for all of your love and support. And
that's right. Thanks for everything.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what next year holds for everybody. So we hope that you guys had a great year too, and we hope that next year is even better. So yeah, stay tuned. Another couple of weeks, we will have another guest for all of you guys, and he is one of the last guitar heroes. Yes. That's all I'm going to say. So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned.
Thank you guys for everything.
Keep it heavy and stay haunted.
Stay haunted.
That's right.
What was that, Johnny?
'Saint Vitus was like Sabbath on 16.
Yeah.
The songs were like 12 minutes long, and there was only like 3 verses.
Yeah,
and it was just dun 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 dun. That would go on forever.
Right.
But for them, I told them, I said, "Look, I think you guys should do a couple songs a little more up tempo. Doom do da da doom do da da doom 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 do da like Sabbath did a couple up tempo songs. Okay, they wrote a song. They came in. We got an up tempo song. It goes like this." Dun 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 da 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 da. Well, it's a lot faster than other songs. But you know, these guys were all major potheads.
Right.
I mean, it was just massive pot smoking. I mean, Armando was just stoned his whole life.
Right.
And they were all stoned their whole lives. So that's how they saw the world in slow-mo.